We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are interested in follow crazy me, you can follow me at Jimmy Clare Speaker on Facebook and Instagram, and Jimmy Clare Speak on Twitter. You can follow Crazy Fitness Guy at Crazy Fitness Guy Dark at Crazy Fitness Guy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can watch this live stream on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And once this podcast goes live, you can listen to it on Apple, Google, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you hate advertisements like this one, you can get behind-the-scenes access, listen ad-free, and so much more. Subscribe for only $5 a month to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. And check out my friends at cleaver.fm. So you can comment on a show, highlight your favorite parts of the show, and so much more. Go to cleaver.fm and check them out and say hi in the show on Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. And if you want to join the live stream, join the conversation, you should definitely use the hashtag CrazyTribe in the comments to join the stream. Let me know if you're watching and what you like about it. And I'll just leave this up here. I probably should just move it up to the top eventually, but I can't do that. Anyway, without further ado, today my guest is Anna Laura Brown, who's going to talk about what it's like being healthy and happy with autism. Before we dive into everything further, can you tell me a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you got started?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So like I said, my name is Anna Laura Brown, and I do actually go by both Anna Laura. It, even though it's two names, kind of unique, it was my great-great-grandmother's name. So when I was born, my parents decided, or my mom really, especially because it was my mom's great-great-grandmother, decided that she wanted to name me after her great-great-grandmother, which she obviously had never met her, but she liked the name and decided to use it. So as a result, I've always gone by both names. And I was very, very sick as a baby. Actually, I was only 17 months old, and I actually almost died. And I tell the story actually in a self-published book on Amazon that I wrote recently that is called The Spectrum of Miracles, Healthy, Happy Living for Guide for Parents of Children with Autism. And so I self-published that on Amazon, tells my story, but basically the doctors more or less think that that is why I'm on the autism spectrum, is because of this illness that I had as a baby that I said that I almost died from. And I got my diagnosis at the age of 5 back in the early 1980s, which is actually really unusual because back then, you know, autism wasn't as big a deal. And especially in females, you know, people just kind of, we had our quirks, and it was kind of like, okay, well, whatever. But because I had been so sick, and one of the side effects of the illness that I had, it's actually called Rye syndrome. So if you've ever looked on the back of bottles of aspirin or Tylenol, a lot of times it will say, don't give it to a baby because of risk of Rye syndrome. Well, that isn't actually how I got it. My parents don't really know what happened. I actually had the flu and then had the croup, and then it somehow developed into Rye syndrome. But one of the common ways you can get it is if you give Tylenol or aspirin to a kid, to a baby. So, jeez. Anyhow, one of the side effects of an illness like that is brain damage. And, you know, to some degree, autism is a form of brain damage. You know, it's about inflammation. There's things going on in your brain where your brain doesn't function the same way as, you know, a so-called neurotypical person. Sometimes I don't know that neurotypical, you know, it's like, what the heck does that mean? You know, what's really so normal? But anyhow, so the doctors had warned my parents to watch out for, you know, some problems. And when my behavior was not normal, and I was doing, you know, like a lot of what you'd probably call stimming nowadays, sensory issues, things like that, then that's when my parents took me to see a psychologist. And so I ended up with a diagnosis at what is a pretty early age for, you know, 1983. So,
well, in my opinion, I kind of like to think of, honestly, I don't really feel like autism is really that brain damage, part of brain damage, because I feel like I feel like I grasp a lot of things and learned a lot of things, and I admit that maybe there's, me, math and science do not go well together because, well, you know, just all the equations in math and how, I'm just not a big fan of math. I mean, I know math is in everything that we do, but I mean, I would never want to be an accountant, especially seeing my brother work like 90 plus hours a freaking week.
Well, it's true, and in some ways, I don't know if damage is really the right word, but what I mean is, like, it makes it so that your brain, like, doesn't function the same way as a, shall we say, a so-called neurotypical person that's not on the autism spectrum, you know?
Okay, well, that's fair, but...
Yeah, it's like,
but you know, to be honest, I like to think highly of ourselves a little bit, just because, you know, I like to think of something as unique more than just a general person out there without autism.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. And we are all very unique. It's like, so like mine, like you mentioned the math thing, I'm so terrible at math. It's amazing. I even made it through college because of, you know, some of the math requirements, and I actually had to change my major because I couldn't make it through calculus. But yeah, my sister's son can do math equations in his head, and he's on the autism spectrum. So, you know, he basically has like that savant ability with math, if you will.
Well, one thing I'm on about the thing about math, you know, it's funny. I actually changed my major because sort of the similar thing. It's because of math, because I was into like web design and game design and whatnot, and I tried that, and I liked web design a little bit, even though I hate finding broken pieces of code, because it's like finding Waldo, you know the guy with the red and white striped shirt, and I mean, literally, it's his fault for getting lost in those crowds anyway. But the one thing I did not liked about game design was that I had this one teacher in college who just said to me, "You're not allowed to use the calculator on solving these problems in game design." I'm like, "Why?" And I was like, "Well, you have to do it in your head or write on a piece of paper." And I was like, "Well, I never heard of one developer that I've met so far who does that." It's like, they just save time and do it on a calculator on the computer. I've never seen them, "Oh, I have to do this some equation in my head." And it's like, no, you have to do that.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because in real life, you always have a calculator and a computer to do it for you.
Yeah.
So,
and just,
yeah.
And I was kind of, and like, and I didn't argue with her, but I'm just like thinking in my head, and it's like, "And how are you going to stop me?" And it's like, "I'm using my own computer in your classroom." And it's like, "Unless you can hack my computer, which is illegal." But again, just to clarify, I did not argue with the teacher. I just argued with her in my head. So
sure.
I said nothing like that. I'm just clarifying because this is a live stream and people might take everything out of context that I say.
Yeah, so, that always happens, you know. People probably take out of context on what I say too. It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, so what does healthy living with autism look like for you?
So it's evolved over the years. You know, when I was little and when I first got my diagnosis, my parents were really into a lot of things like a lot of herbal teas and like home.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity, and let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
Remedies, and they didn't really... It's not that they didn't believe in drugs. Like, we did do antibiotics when we were really, really sick and things like that, and... You know, we'd go to the doctor when it was really absolutely necessary, but my mom really believed in trying to use more at-home natural holistic remedies and things like that instead. And back then, it was right at the very beginning where some doctors were starting to advocate for putting kids that were on the autism spectrum or even kids that had digestive challenges or, you know, other things on things like the gluten-free, casein-free diet or, you know, that's become much more popular with kids on the autism spectrum or, you know, like there's things like a candida diet to help, like if you have too much yeast infections, different things like that. So when I was little, I was on that diet for quite some time. But then as I got older, I got off of it and I moved more towards just trying to eat as much whole, unrefined, unprocessed food as possible, trying to, you know, live as healthy a life as possible. In other words, and what I mean by that is try to not eat food that comes primarily from a package or a box. In other words, it's like actually food. It's food where, like, if we were to show it to our great-great-grandparents, they would actually recognize it as food.
Sounds interesting. Well, for me, growing up, what I'm going to say might sound like I'm bashing my parents, like, in a bad way, mm-hmm. but I'm not. But mm-hmm. it's going to come out wrong, and I know it's going to come out wrong. But we were quite the opposite back then. We had a lot of we ate out a lot. We had a lot of mac and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, and I think it was just because I don't know, we didn't, to be honest, I don't know why we ate that way. I think we just, because that's what my parents gave us and that's what we ate. And it was fine, but what caused me to gain weight was a mix of bad food. I mean, like, by bad food, I mean, like, junk food and whatnot. But then I was also on this medication years ago where it was helping me with my moods that, like, fluctuate throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just masked everything. Like, have you ever seen the movie, the Joker, the recent Joker movie?
I haven't, actually.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it or anything, but it's really depressing. But the Joker, he makes it like a pretend happy face, like, like he's all fine and but he's not. But my point is, like, this medicine made me feel like I was just masking everything. It's like, oh, I'm just happy and everything. And it's like, this feels so fake and forced. And I didn't like the feeling. But it had a side effect, and one of them was weight gain. And I wasn't a person who worked out back then. This was like, oh, when I was stressed because of bullying and whatnot, I came home and started eating my favorite junk food.
And that and there's a lot of reasons that sometimes parents give their kids food that's less than healthy. Sometimes they just don't know better. Sometimes that's just the way that they were raised. Or, you know, sometimes they're really, really busy, because the reality is that sometimes, at least I find that a lot of parents and people think that it's easier to serve junk food if you're busy, you don't have a lot of time to cook, that kind of thing. So one of the things I try to do is, you know, either through recipes on my blog, through an ebook that I've written, through some of the recipes that are actually in the book that I published, and, you know, just sharing on social media and other things, I try to help parents realize that there are ways that you can actually create meals that actually taste good, that aren't junk, and that actually don't take that long to cook. So, you know.
Yeah. I definitely got to check out that book of yours, because I saw you gave me a sneak peek at the first chapter. I didn't get to it, to be honest, yet. I'm going to. I've been busy catching up a boatload of emails in the last 4 days of this week so far, because I came back from my 2.5 week break, and then I'm like, oh, emails, I love them so much. You should have saw them. Some of them were like, click here for $500. Oh man, that's so easy.
That was really that easy.
Man, just send it to me now. I don't have to click on anything. Oh man, I'm not that gullible. Sorry, I know every skim in the book. Do you any exercises at home?
I do actually. So I do recently what I started doing, and I found that this was a pretty good hack. And I know some parents may not want to have one of these in their house for, you know, other reasons, but I actually bought a Nintendo Switch, and I actually bought the dance game/program, and then subscribe to Dance Unlimited, and it's actually really fun because you can dance around to different images and music, and they even have, you know, like nursery rhymes on there for kids, or, you know, like, of course, like a lot of the music from different popular musicals and Disney songs, and, you know, the top hits from the radio, all that kind of stuff. And you can dance around, and I've actually found it to be a pretty fun way to exercise and dance at home.
That's cool. You know, it kind of sounds kind of like the Nintendo Wii, but better.
In a lot of ways, I think so. I never actually had a Wii because I wasn't really, in fact, I'm not somebody that's really been into gaming that much. And, you know, of course, now that I have a Nintendo Switch, like, I got a Nintendo Super Mario Brothers Nintendo game, Switch game for Christmas. And, you know, I have a few of, like, your classic, like, games. I don't have just the dance game. But I found that it's a pretty good hack if you're struggling to really get exercising and moving, that the having that Nintendo Switch game can actually really do the trick, because it's pretty fun.
That sounds like a good hack. You know, I don't have the Switch. I used to have the PS4, but my I'm just going to say it, and I'm not going to say who the company is at the moment, because my moving company that was helping me move to houses, two people stole my PS4.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to say any the company at the moment. Wait until I get my stuff back. So.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So that's one hack. And then, of course, the other hack, if it fits for you, is that I have a dog, and she's actually in her kennel over there next to me right now. And she loves her W-A-L-K. I can't all even say it, or she'll just, like, literally go berserk. But if you want to get yourself moving and outside enjoying some nature, get a dog. That'll do the trick, too.
Yeah, I got two of them. I adopted two of them, and their names are Scarlett and Johnny, and they love that word, W-A-L-K.
Yeah, my dog's name is Daisy. She's a little black schnoodle, so she's a miniature schnauzer and miniature poodle mix.
Well, I got two golden retrievers, and well, it's funny. Just a little off topic, dog story for you. My dog Johnny and Scarlett, they both like to bring toys out when they have to go to the bathroom in the backyard, and it's funny, he leaves them out there, and he's like, you would think he would bring him back, like, because like he likes the toy and whatnot, and I was like, and plus I had my slippers on, so I didn't want to really, and there are slippers that go outside and inside, and you can wear them all over the place, but I'd rather keep them in good shape and just wear them inside. So my point is like, I didn't want to go outside all the way to the dirt where the toy was, where they just left it. And I was like, I have two golden retriever puppies. I should not. I was like, wait, why should I have to go fetch these things? And so I was like, hey, Johnny, go get the toy outside. He like looked at me and was like, you want me to go get the toy? I was like, yeah, you go get the toy. He runs outside, goes get the toy, brings one back, and is like, now go get the other one. I was like, I feel like I'm trying to train a little kid. And he's like looking at me, he's like, okay, go get the toy. And so, of course, I reward him with a treat, but I was like, this is fun. I was like, yeah, I didn't have to go outside. I was like, this was a smart idea on my part.
Yeah, that can work pretty good, especially with golden retrievers. I actually had two golden retriever sisters as dogs, like, a while ago. They died about, second one died about 6 years ago. But aww. I have them for quite some time. The one died young at about 10. She actually had liver failure, and that was really, really sad to deal with. And the other one died at about 12.
Jeez. Well, I had two other golden retriever, well, three others, but I mean, the other two were named Molly and Casey. One had a throat cancer, and she died of that. And then the other one is named Molly. And I think they were both like around 14 years old.
That's pretty old for a golden retriever, actually. A lot of them don't make it past about 12 or so.
Yeah, my other one I had, her name was Carrie, but she was like way before me. She was around before, like when I was a baby. So she was watched me grow up, and then when we moved to Pennsylvania, we had to say goodbye to her because she was just done. But a few years later after we moved to Pennsylvania, but she, man, that was just old age, but she was like, she was 16 years old, and it's like, geez, you lasted that long? Holy moly.
Yeah, I had a friend that had a golden retriever that lived to like 17 or 18, I think, but that's like really unusual.
Yeah, I'm like, geez, I mean, I love my dogs, and like, don't get me wrong, I'm just like surprised, like, you love me that much that you just want to stay around?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And I'm going to actually have to go grab my charger to my computer. Sorry, my computer's older and the battery's going to die on me. So.
God, I love technology. Yeah. I hate it and love it at the same time.
It's always how it goes.
Oh, you know, speaking of which, I think coming up on, as a sneak preview while we wait for our guests to come back, next week you got to tune in to the next live stream because I got another great guest coming on. His name is Chet, who's going to be, I'm not going to spoil the whole thing, but he's going to be on, and he's another speaker, and he does a lot of great stuff, and Yeah, we met on LinkedIn. I was on his show, I think, last year-ish. Yeah. Anyway, you'll see more about that on Sunday when I schedule it out. Okay, I'm going to spoil that. Dun, 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 dun. Man, I need like Jaws music. Dun, 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 dun. Hopefully I don't get fined for just saying that. I didn't steal anything.
No, I think you'll be fine.
I didn't steal anything.
I'm back.
They can't sue me for that. That's just my voice.
Yeah, there you go. That's a scary movie right there, the Jaws movie.
Yeah, I saw that then. I saw that during the summer of this year for the first time. And I was like, okay, that is... It was really scary at some times, but then I remind myself that the shark was really fake and everything. I was like, it looks so fake.
It's probably true. I mean, I saw it, I don't know, a while back, but I remember my dad saying, and I don't know if I really even remember this, but when I was about 3, they aired a preview for the Jaws movie in the movie theater as part of a Disney movie. It was, I think, like Pinocchio or one of those Disney movies that they were playing at the theater, and I completely lost it. I got so afraid and screamed and everything that my dad literally had to take me out of the theater, and I don't know if we were even able to finish the movie.
Jeez. Well, at 28 years old, just watching it, I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, what the heck did I just watch?
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's
and,
crazy.
Do you have any tips and tricks for people who want to get started with exercising or living healthy?
Yeah, I do, for sure. So the biggest tip I have, if you will, I mean, I guess it's a trick too, but a tip and a trick, is that to take it slowly. So, you know, if you have to evaluate where you're at to begin with. So if where you're at is that you mostly eat fast food, chicken nuggets, you know, macaroni and cheese, you know, you don't really eat a whole lot of fruits or green vegetables or whole foods, things like that, then you can't all of a sudden expect yourself and your child or your children to just do a 180 and go from total junk to total health all in one scoop. It just doesn't work that way. Same thing with exercise. You can't expect yourself to like be doing nothing and all of a sudden do an hour 7 days a week at once.
Are you sure? I thought I could. Oh,
yeah, I think you might crash and burn and probably fail if you try that. So, you know, that would probably be one of the biggest tips, is to give yourself some grace and some credit for the effort that you're putting forth and, you know, take things slowly. And then the other tip I would have, too, would be, and this especially applies to kids, is to try and see, you know, what kinds of healthy foods does your child like to eat? You know, and don't try to force them to eat a bunch of stuff they don't want to eat, because that's just not going to work. And I talked to a lady a while back, it's been a few years, and I probably have to check and see if it still exists, but she created this thing called the Eating Game that basically is a tool that parents can use where it has pictures of all different foods that are out there, and the child can pick and choose like the foods that they want to eat, the foods they don't want to eat, by mixing and matching the pictures and things like that. And there's probably apps like that on like the iPad and things like that these days too. So, you know, kind of a tool. Yeah.
I just Googled it, and there is a website called The Eating Game.
Yeah. So that's probably it. It's probably from the lady that I talked to a while back about it. It's been a while, but yeah. So there's,
I don't know if it's still maintained, because when I go to the About Us page, it's just a 404 error.
Oh, well, maybe not. But anyhow, there's tools out there, maybe even, you know, like I said, Apple and iPad, different things like that, that you can use to help your child, especially if your child needs to see more visual pictures, because sometimes, depending on the child, some children on the spectrum really need to see more pictures and let them pick and choose. In other words, instead of as a parent just saying, oh, we're having broccoli tonight, no matter what, I don't care if you don't like broccoli, you know, oh, you don't like broccoli?
Well, depending on... like if there's a sauce on it, but if you ask me to eat steamed broccoli, I'll throw it against the wall and I'm walking out.
Oh. I really like broccoli personally, but when I was a kid, I know I couldn't stand Brussels sprouts. That was something I really hated. And now I actually like them if they're cooked the right way. You can roast them or like air fry them and put like oil and like spices and different things with them, and they actually taste pretty good. But I just remember as a kid, I really hated them. So, you know, instead of just forcing your kid, this is just an example, to eat one of those, you know, get pictures or show your child, you know, all the different green vegetables and let them pick one. You know?
Well, that sounds like a really good idea, and I wish that was somebody would tell my parents that years ago, because I remember, true story, I don't make stuff up. Okay, maybe sometimes, but not this time. Are you stuck with, and you don't know what to do for dinner? Well, let me tell you about this awesome, amazing company called Eat Clean Bro. You get healthy recipes delivered right to your door. They're fresh. They're cooked for you. And all you have to do is heat it up in a microwave or oven. It's simple, quick and easy, affordable, and they're...
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And each meal is delicious. I found them through Tiger Shulman's Karate, and I joined them and partnered with them because I think you will like them too. And I absolutely love their meals. They're fresh, authentic, and it's all around great food that you normally think, oh gee, I think this would take hours to cook, but they already took out all the cooking for you. All you have to do is heat it up in the microwave. How simple is that? Or the stove, or the oven. So go check out Eat Clean Bro in the links in the show notes for more information about them. I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you. It was when me and my brother were growing up, my parents forced us to eat broccoli and with our meals. And I was like, did we really have to eat this? And it's like, you're not leaving the table until you eat your broccoli. And I'm like, this sounds like a punishment. No. And but then fast forward. So, you know, like in the Chinese restaurant, you eat the beef and broccoli. Well, I can eat broccoli that way. And I can eat broccoli, but it has to have some sauce on it. It can't just have just steamed or some olive oil, and it has to be like less, it can't be super crunchy, because it's super crunchy and like, no.
Yeah, like I don't like raw broccoli at all.
I can't do it.
It has to be completely cooked and stuff. So yeah, it's, you know, there's just tools out there at your disposal, and yeah, it may take some learning, some getting used to, but I promise, step by step, baby steps, if you will, you can do it.
Well, like I said, you know, I didn't eat broccoli overnight. Once I started to figure out, okay, so how can I eat broccoli? I had to try different sauces or recipes, and then I could eat it. I can't just eat it on the side dish. Though spinach, I've been getting better at eating it, either sauteed in garlic and olive oil, or I'm losing my thought. Or steamed spinach, and so then I can have that. But I'm getting better, but still a work in progress.
Yeah, for sure, always is. Yep.
Nutrition plays a big part, because, you know, I've seen people who try to just eat. It's like, oh, well, I should be able to eat whatever I want as long as I'm working out. Let me know how that works out for you, because I tried that, didn't work. My dad's friend used to be he's a retired personal trainer, and this was like years ago. And before I got into P90X, I asked him, during my P90X, I asked him, hey, what can I do to, like, help me lose my belly and my belly fat? And he's up to me, he's like, oh, you should eat a lot of fish, chicken, lean beef, and whatnot. And it worked. And he gave me those tips and tricks. But I still see people today is like, oh, I can eat whatever I want as long as I'm working out. And I was like, well, maybe if you're at a certain point, you might be able to get away with one or two cheat meals if you must. But if you're starting off at, like, let's say just 200 pounds and you're trying that, it's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, what you eat really impacts things like your immune system. You know, if you don't eat fruits and vegetables on a regular basis, you can have a weakened immune system. And, well, you paid any attention to the news in the last 2 years, you probably know why you want a strong immune system.
Yeah, like my immune system is shot. Fruits and vegetables. Sometimes I don't always get my fruits and vegetables every single day, but I still try to get them, at least half of them. Sometimes it's easier said than done, depending on what's on in the house, depending on when my parents go to the grocery store or I go to the grocery store. I help out here and there when I can, or if they let me. Sometimes I just say no.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I offer.
Yeah, and I mean, I found personally what I eat affects my digestive system, it affects my energy level, affects how well I sleep at night, all kinds of things. So, You know, I mean, there's probably a rare unicorn of a person out there occasionally that can eat whatever they want, and, well, they don't really notice much of a difference. But I think most people are going to notice a difference based on what you eat.
And what they say, even if you start out that way, where you can eat anything you want and not gain an ounce, it eventually catch up to you.
Yep, you are what you eat, is what they say.
Literally. I don't know. Do you ever feel like when you eat a lot of sodium or high sodium foods that you feel like you have a headache coming on? Because that's
yes, what happens it to can me. Be, and especially if you don't drink enough water, either too.
Water Speaking here.
Water, I gotta drink some. I'm like
getting water here. I got plenty of water. I always have my water bottles next to me.
Me too.
When I don't. I don't drink enough.
Yeah,
it's like, and plus, if you here's another tip. Here's a tip for you guys if you want to be more healthy on the spectrum or off the spectrum. It can work for both. If you ever feel like you're not getting enough water, here's a water hack that I've learned and it has worked. Sometimes it gets annoying, especially when you're trying to do something, if you're playing a game, because then it's just on your computer. And let me tell you the hack first, and now it makes sense. So there's this application called that's on my phone. It's called Drink Water Reminder. Very specific. And it just tells you, and it can you can set a reminder, like you can do like every 10 minutes or every 30 minutes or an hour, whatever time you set it at, to remind you. And it will ask you, at that hour or whatever time you set it at, have you drank any water yet? And I'm like, now that you mention it, no, I have not. And so it just gives you a reminder, and it lets you track how much water you drink throughout the day. And it's a very helpful thing. And so what I did, because I like it so much, I have it on my phone, and you can't get it on your computer. I mean, like you can probably get another app on your computer that does the same thing. But one thing I found another hack, so you don't have to install it. I mean, you don't have to install another drink water reminder app. I found out that there's this tool called Push Bullet that lets you mirror notifications from your phone. And I installed it on all three of my devices, and it will remind me to drink water on all my devices that I have. And I was like, I love this thing. And so it just mirrors the notification on my computer. So like, did you drink any reminder? And he's like, now that you popped up, yes, I did. Now go away. It's a really good awesome tool, though.
Yeah, I'll have to check that app out. There's others out there, too. So I have an app that connects with a scale. So I bought, like, one of those smart scales that has, like, an app that also has, like, water reminder things that pop up in it and stuff. And the other tip I'd have, too, for people, like, sometimes people don't drink enough water because they say they don't like the taste of water. You can make, like, fruit water, and you don't really have to eat the fruit. You can just, like, put a couple pieces of strawberry in the water and then start drinking the water that has the strawberry flavor, or, like, put, like, lemon in the water or orange or whatever flavor you like, fruit, and then just drink, like, the fruit water. And, you know, you still want to have some water without the fruit, but sometimes that can help, too.
Well, I actually found one of my friends on Facebook. She was also, I think, on my podcast. I forget because I have so many people on my podcast, and so I do have a list of who's been on. It's not in front of me at the moment. So, she shared with me on Facebook that there's these things called infused water teas, and it's this little tea bag from Twinings, or however you pronounce their company's name. No offense, company. I love the company, but and it's called infused water. And so you just drop one of these tea bags things in it, and it flavors your water. And so I use my favorite ones are strawberry and lemon, and I think it was peach and passion fruit. And I'm not really a big fan of the mint and watermelon because I like mint as like gum flavor, but for drinking water, not so much. It's just really strong to me, and it's like, this feels like medicine. But that's just my taste buds. If you like watermelon mint, go right ahead. I'm not against it. I'm just saying, wasn't for me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, and then there's like, of course, like flavored stevia drops that do kind of that same thing that are flavored with like different flavors.
The best part about the Twinings tea bags is that it doesn't have any dyes in it. It doesn't have any
artificial flavors. Sugar,
yeah,
like
it just nothing, and it doesn't stain anything because I had my teeth whitened like 5, 6 or 7 years ago, and I right now I'm in between dentists and everything because of insurance and whatnot, and plus I'm at my shore house at the moment, so I'm not even close to a dentist in Pennsylvania at the moment because I don't want to trust another doctor down here. But one of the things that they said to me when I got, make sure you don't have certain foods because it might stain your teeth, like beets, or if you have one of those, make sure you brush your teeth right away. So I try to stay away from chocolate, but if it's like the cocoa powder chocolate, I can have it because it's like my protein powder is cocoa powder and the chocolate cocoa powder and but that doesn't stay my teeth. I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
In the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99 and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years. And I hope I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you. Teeth, but I mean, like, but if it's a syrupy kind of chocolate, it can stain your teeth. And like, I'm not screwing $500 worth of teeth work.
For sure. Yeah, I can totally see that. Yeah, well, and then you have to be careful of, I mean, obviously, you know, beads are really good for you and stuff, but like a lot of things that have like those dyes are terrible for your health too. So, you know.
Exactly.
You'd have a whole conversation on a separate podcast about dyes, but you know. Like,
yeah, we definitely got to get you back on the show and we can do a whole hour of dyes.
I don't know about if I'm really an expert on that necessarily, but
We can learn together.
Yeah. I just know they're bad for you, put it that way.
Well, one of the things, but yeah, I just personally stay away from some of those stuff, even though like I can brush my teeth right afterwards, but I just do it because like my parent, like, here's a quick story. My parents, because I was not always a great person as a kid, as something to brush my teeth regularly or for the amount of time. My parents used to tell me, oh, I had to brush it for like 2 minutes straight with and they had this egg timer, and it felt like it was god awfully slow. And like 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. And just watch it. I felt like I was like, you know, in the Wizard of Oz, that mm-hmm. hourglass. It just felt awful. It's like, so this is what Dorothy felt like in the Wizard of Oz. And it was terrible. And I admit that I had to do better brushing my teeth. So my gums were very inflamed. My parents don't. And so over the years, I got better. Obviously, I got better at brushing them and maintaining them. And one of me and my mom always talked about me again. I told her, I was like, I really wish I had more whitened teeth because I had so much soda when I was a kid and growing up, it was stained yellow. And just brushing them was like, it's not going to go away at all. And my mom said, like, okay, I'll make you a deal. If you get your gums down to where the dentist wants your gums to be healthy and whatnot, and you keep brushing them and maintaining them, and once the dentist says that it's perfect, you can get them whitened. And because I'm autistic and I have a really good memory, I remember word for word, and I hounded my parents. So I just did everything that the dentist said. I flossed, I brushed, I got a water pick from, because I'm terrible at floss. And my parents said to me, and so finally the day came, and the dentist said to me, "Is like, you can get your teeth whitened." And my mom's like, at first, I think my mom was almost forgetting what she said, and it's like, uh-huh. Mom, about that teeth whitening now. She's like,
yeah.
but she finally remembered, because I guess I didn't stop hounding her for it. But yeah. It's like, hey, you shouldn't make promises with me, because it's like, I will make sure you'll keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, hey, I kept my end of the bargain, and helped me stop drinking lots of. I haven't had soda in, I think, 10 years, to be honest.
Probably even more than that since the last time I had soda. Soda's so bad, not just for your teeth, it's bad for your bones, for your digestion, for your immune system, you name it. It's not good for you at all. It's probably one of the worst apps things there is.
I know, but again, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that then, and now you know it. So you know, you don't. You know better. You do better. So
yeah. So hey, the teeth whitening worked to help me stop drinking soda, and that's
there you go.
Another tip for you. If you want to get your teeth healthy and stop drinking soda, get your teeth whitened, because you don't want to screw up $500 worth of stuff.
There you go. That could work too. That could be another good tip for sure.
Is even though I have $500, doesn't mean I want to spend that $500
on the teeth. Yeah,
I'm not crazy. I mean, I am the crazy fitness guy, but it doesn't mean I'm that crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean exactly.
So, before we wrap up, where can people find your book? Where can people follow you? Where can people know more information about who you are?
Yeah, so my main source is going to be my blog, and also people can go and download the first chapter of my book if they want and get some other recipes, other things. It's going to be just my name. So it's annalrbrown.com. And I am on primarily Facebook and Instagram. If you're a professional, you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. And I also have Pinterest as well, so Pinterest under my own name, where I pin a lot of boards for recipes and things like that. I left Twitter about a year and a half ago. I got really fed up, and quite frankly, it's given me more peace of mind to not be on there anymore. Sorry, people that love Twitter, but I had had enough.
I'm only on Twitter just to chill, and I, to be honest, I'm only on there just once in a while. I mean, I have a bunch of scheduled posts and whatnot to keep my feed active, but I check in maybe once or twice a day, but it's never like, oh, I'm just on here and on here and on here and on here and that's it. And I'm more on Facebook because I have a lot of friends on Facebook, but I have a lot of followers on Twitter, so I'm not getting rid of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, to each his own has to be. I mean, I had a big Twitter following when I finally just clicked delete. It just got to the point, somehow there was just too much, I was seeing too much political garbage and swearing and all kinds of other negative things that just kind of were getting me down, and I was addicted a little bit. I think I spent too much time on it, and I just decided I'd rather focus elsewhere, so I just deleted it. And
yeah. You know, well, what I did, what I did for my social media feeds, I just follow the topics I want to follow. Remove all the political stuff, and I just ignore it and whatnot. And it has worked. To be honest, plus I've been using a lot of newsfeed readers, so I don't see all the political stuff, because, you know, my brain, I like the saying that I came up with, I don't understand stupid.
Yeah.
And that's not a political statement, that's just saying, just in general, I don't understand stupid.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. And I think part of my problem is that I had joined Twitter back in 2007 when it first came out. And it was kind of this etiquette thing that was like, you follow back everybody that follows you. And so I had auto-followed everybody who followed me. And so as a result, my account just had become a really huge mess. And I tried at the end, before I left for about 3 months, I tried to clean it up, and I just couldn't get it cleaned up. So I finally just went, oh, see ya. Deleted the whole thing. And, you know, I may come back eventually and start over. Who knows? But for now, I'm like, nah, I got enough social media. So, you know, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I deleted, I forget what I deleted. I think I deleted a few platforms. Like, I used to be on, I had Crazy Fitness Guy and Mix. I mean, it still exists for Crazy Fitness Guy on there, but their website went from like a website to just a landing page for for their mobile app, and mobile app has gotten worse and worse and worse. Wow. And like, you used to be stumble upon, then you just changed to Mix, and then you just became a hub for all the social media platforms. It's like, do you have any plan of what you want to be?
I know, no kidding. But yeah, you know, and I'm not on Snapchat or TikTok. I never have been, and I don't know that I'm ever going to be. I'm kind of like, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I will never be on Snapchat, and I know you should never say never, but I really mean never. I'm on TikTok only just to share my live streams. I mean, obviously the past live streams and whatnot, but I don't do anything stupid on social media because that's not me. I might call out a company for something, or annoy my favorite football team, the New York Giants, that came in dead last place.
No.
4-13. That's all I'm saying about that.
So anyhow, primary ways to reach me most of the time would be, I mean, I do check them all, but rarely I'm on Facebook and Instagram the most. And on Instagram, it's my name back, and my last name's first. So it's Brown Anna Lara on Instagram, partly just because for some reason, some person took the Anna Lara Brown on Instagram before I could get it. And I don't think that person really ever even posts. So it's like kind of annoying.
It's probably, they're probably robots.
Probably, but
That's probably fake news. Who knows?
Yeah, could be that too.
Well, let's definitely stay in touch, and sure. And let's follow each other on social media.
Yep,
and I hope you be willing to come back on my show in the future, because I like staying in touch with my previous guests. And
yeah, for sure, absolutely, yeah.
Awesome, and I'll definitely check out the first chapter of the book before the end of next week. First week back is always just...
Yeah, it's hard. You love the vacation, but then you need a vacation from the vacation sometimes.
Clearly. Hey, can I get one more vacation? No. I need a vacation just from the vacation, so I need like one more week. No.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you on, and
yeah,
if you can,
too, for sure.
And if you can just wait while we end up the live stream and we part our separate ways, and yeah, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Yep.
So that is all we have time for today. I'm sorry again for being 20 minutes late. That it just technology happened, and I'll hopefully get it fixed by before next live stream, so we can be streaming on 11 platforms instead of 10. But it's a lot better than, I think last time I was streaming on 5 networks, so it's an improvement for this year. So. And I like improvements. Anyway, to stay in touch with me, follow me on Facebook at Jimmy Clare Speaker and Instagram at Jimmy Clare Speaker and Twitter at Jimmy Clare Speak. You can follow Crazy Fitness Guy on at Crazy Fitness Guy on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you and make sure you tune into the next weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and yeah, on so many other platforms. And when this podcast goes live, you can listen to it on Apple, Google, and Spotify. Though I have to say, I hope it will be on Apple, because Apple lost my podcast, even though it still exists on their platform. Hello, Apple. Do you guys work in California? I'm not really sure. I'm sorry, that's my last vent of the day. And just for $5 a month, you can subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy premium podcast. You get behind-the-scenes access, listen ad-free, and so much more for only $5 a month. Go to crazyfitnessguy.com or go visit the web link in the show notes on your podcast platform or live stream platform. And say hello to my favorite friends at cleaver.fm to comment on our show, highlight your favorite parts of the show, and so much more. Go to cleaver.fm for more information about them. And thanks to my guest for being on, Anna Laura Brown. And to learn more about her, go to annalaurabrown.com to check out her book, recipes, blog posts, and so much more. So go to annalaurabrown.com to learn more information about her. And a shout out to my crazy tribe. Thanks for tuning in today. And I hope to see you back here again next week for another episode of the week. Crazy Fitness Guy, Healthy Living Podcast / Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. Until then, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.